Hello, this is Mary Pergander, the Library Director at Deerfield Public Library in Deerfield, Illinois, and former Working Knowledge Columnist for American Libraries. Today we'll be exploring how to negotiate your library starting salary in this tough economy. From talking with librarians across the country, I realized that there's a great reluctance to request a higher starting salary, even in a good economy. This economy makes it that much tougher. In an unscientific poll of library directors in my area, 80% told me that they had never had a candidate ask for a higher starting salary than they were offered. So I want to encourage you to seek your best possible starting salary. One of the library directors I spoke with said that when she finds a person with a unique combination of talent and experience that's needed in her library, she pays as much as she possibly can to get that person on board. So there is opportunity. Okay, admittedly, this is a buyer's market, and employers are in the driver's seat. In addition, there are libraries of a variety of types that truly have no built-in salary flexibility. They may have strictly defined pay scales that require everyone to start on step one, regardless of their previous experience or achievements. And in many libraries, budgets are so tight that even 25 cents an hour more is truly out of the question. But I challenge you not to assume that that's the case for the library that's of interest to you. Get the facts and test your assumptions. Here are some simple steps to guide you. Start with a self-assessment. What are your unique talents, achievements, and experiences? Do you perhaps have a proven ability to raise money through donations or grants? Have you started some terrific new programs and services with just a few resources? Perhaps you have high-demand technology skills that would be very welcome in the library where you want to work. Next, consider what you know about their needs. Some of this comes out in the interview process, but what are other things that you've been able to discover, both in what has been spoken and in just your observations of the library or the staff? How will your special abilities best fill those needs? Most importantly, wait. Wait until you actually have an offer before you attempt to negotiate. Many times during the interview process, you'll receive questions about your desired starting salary. Don't confuse those questions with an actual offer. You want to wait till that perfect moment when they've eliminated the other candidates. They know that you're the person they want to have join their staff, and they call to offer you the job. That's your opportunity. And when you receive that actual offer, take a soft approach. Here are three steps. First, thank them. Thank them for making you the offer. Next, affirm. Affirm that you want to work at that library and that you look forward to working with those people. And then ask. You might say, for example, considering my ability to raise $300,000 in grants at my previous library and my 7 years of experience, I'm wondering if it might be possible for you to increase your offer. Don't mention your mortgage or your car payment, or the fact that your partner is currently out of work. You want this offer to be based on the merits of what you bring to the table, not your personal economic needs. Here's a don't. Don't try to create a bidding war for your talents. In one horror story, a candidate told the manager at Library A that Library B had offered him 20% more. Rather than Library A increasing their offer, the hiring manager just stood up, shook his hand, said, "Congratulations, I hope you'll be very happy at Library B." And that was not at all the outcome that he had wanted. So use softly worded questions and a spirit of openness to explore the possibility of a higher starting salary. Remember also to consider the value of all the total compensation package. Is there health insurance, which the employer helps fund? How much paid time off will you get? So, in considering all of the options in front of you, the important thing is to remember to gather up your courage when you get that offer, and don't be afraid to make the ask. That is, don't be afraid to explore the possibility that the library is able to offer you a better starting salary. I'd love to hear about your successes, and so you can email me at mpergander, that's mpergander@gmail.com. Good luck!